Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
Sarah, yeah. What's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a message, didn't we?
We did, on the Instagrams. This is from Jaeger.blackout. He says, "Hey ladies, you were asking for things that restore faith in humanity a couple weeks ago, and originally I didn't think I had anything to contribute. Then remembered something. I'm a garbage man, and because of the uncertainty around Halloween this year, I wanted to do something for the kids on my route. I bought a bunch of gift bags that I'm filling with Tootsie Pops, gummy candy, because I figure they should be allergy friendly. Also, some bendy pencils, glow-in-the-dark bouncy balls, and cute little animal eraser toppers. Plan on leaving the goodie bags on top of the garbage cans after I dump if I notice any little kids that can usually be found watching and waving to me from their windows. I have routes in Monroe, Lake Stevens, and Snohomish. I'm also growing out my beard now because holiday season, I like to throw on my Santa hat while I drive my truck around. Lastly, and possibly my best contribution, I'm the guy that came up and texted in themed chocolate balls for each member of the show."
Oh, that's awesome.
Jaeger Blackout! That's amazing.
That is amazing on a million levels.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the whole candy for the kids is such a fun idea. The fact that you like to wear a Santa hat, grown out your beard, and the fact that you came up with all of our different kind of ball names.
Mine had Pop Rocks in them.
Yeah, yours did. Mine just had a little bit of everything because I'm ratchet.
I love it. I feel like yours, they have those fancy chocolates with like vodka inside. Yours need to be like...
Oh yeah, they do.
Rosé, like champagne or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
a
not...
Franzia flavor.
I was going to say, you're not champagne fancy enough.
Whoa.
Sparkling wine, sure, but actual champagne from champagne.
Prosecco.
Yes.
Hey, they still got some cheap Prosecco. Right. But yeah, I love that idea. That's so fun. It's going to be so different with Halloween.
I know. I'm still trying to figure out what people are doing because we all have our bubbles that we still see each other. And like, I don't know if I'm going to do anything with my friends, if we're doing anything in my neighborhood, if I want to dress up. Because I still have my costume from last year I ended up not really wearing.
Well, okay. You have a perfect costume then. And I am like... It's on a Saturday, so obviously so bummed that there's no ragers because it's on a freaking Saturday. But also, I'm like, well, okay, maybe I'll stay home just in case. I mean, I live in a cul-de-sac, so we don't normally get that many people anyway. But now there are a lot of kids in the cul-de-sac. But then I'm also like, are people going to go to any houses this year?
I saw a thing, like I know some neighborhoods or some like towns are doing like trunk or treat.
You know and they just like put a trunk out?
So what they do is, everyone brings their car. Like I've seen this done before COVID too, that you basically park all your cars and you decorate your trunk. Actually, if you can, you can Google it and people have, do themes. They'll be like under the sea or scary or whatever.
Okay.
And the candy will be in the trunk of the car.
And then they just, it's just kind of free for all.
Yeah, like kids will come to each station, if you will, each trunk and trick or treat that way.
I don't understand what's the difference between that and then just going to someone's house and like having them just get it from your
bowl, you know? But pre-COVID or during COVID?
During COVID.
Oh, I think it's about the same, except I think they're going to pre-package them all.
Pre-package what?
So like, let's say you get candies and you like put like three or four of them in like little baggies.
Okay.
So they're doing it all cleanly, I guess, and then just hand out a bag per kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was thinking if anyone comes to my door, if I had gloves on and my mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe just either give them to them or just let them do the handful themselves.
I would probably just cut a hole in the bag and just dump a few. Just shake it out, kind of like cereal.
One kid gets like 100 and the other kid goes, sorry, you only got two.
That's still two more kids than I thought were going
to
show up.
Yeah, pretty much. If anyone shows up to my house, they're going to get all the candy. But you can't be that house that like if you have lights on and a pumpkin out, you can't not have any candy because what if?
And I have my neighborhood has a bunch of kids.
So like, last year you got a lot of kids.
A lot of them.
I know it's going to be so, I don't know, it's going to be so weird this year.
Like, I need to buy, like, I bought two bags, like, two giant bags last year, I think.
Did you go through them all?
Oh, yeah.
Did you need more?
Yeah.
So how many are you going to get this year?
I don't know. I feel like two bags is, I went to Costco and got bags, so I feel like two bags is a safe bet.
Well,
if not,
it wasn't last year, but this year, you may just have two bags to yourself.
Or I could just save all that chocolate for Christmas and use, like, just take all the individual wrappers off and make, you know, Christmas candies.
Oh, that's
like
a good idea.
Family stuff or whatever.
Let's get real. That candy doesn't really go bad.
Yeah, no, it's meant to last forever.
Yeah.
But are you thinking of dressing up, or do you have any costume ideas?
No, I do not have apps. I have no costume ideas. I'm honestly not really. I mean, I like the whole thought of Halloween and the scariness mm-hmm. and stuff, but it's so much energy and time and work mm-hmm. to dress up that I really only care if I'm going to a party and there's like a contest, because then right. there's a little like competition, you get a prize. But this year, I have not heard of anyone doing anything, which is smart. Mm-hmm. So I don't know to be. And then I was thinking, okay, well, if I like answer the door, I should be dressed up and like into it. And I'm like, okay, but half of my face is going to be covered by a mask anyway. Right. So, you know, I don't know.
It's like last year, I'm like, well, do I want to dress up as, you know, as Leela while I go and hang out with my little foster brother, because I dressed him up as Stitch.
Yeah.
You know, we went trick-or-treating, you know, like he basically would like, we would let his put his hand in the bowl to grab.
He was like not even one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't know what the hell was going on.
No, he was like, what is this? I think he would really get a kick out of it this year.
All the candy he can't eat.
We let him have some sweets, but not often.
Yeah.
He's actually not a huge, huge fan, but he's also, he's a crazy little demon.
Bitch.
Yeah, I love this kid. He's like so much, but sometimes it's like, oh God.
Hey, he's getting close to us too, so.
Oh my God, yes. And he is showing it. And I feel like in the last couple weeks, I feel like more, because now that he lives with me, I do kind of feel like, okay, this is what it feels like to be a mom. Not that I know 100% what it's like, but I'm kind of getting that vibe now.
What it's like to have a little child around all the time.
But he's a tricky little guy, like
little bitch.
He is too smart for his own good. Like he will figure out if you say, okay, no, we're not doing this, he will look at it and he's like, I'm gonna solve this and I'm gonna figure out how to get into this.
Nice.
Like, it's one of those like, oh my God, you're so smart, this is awesome. Oh wait, crap, we gotta fortify
you're too smart. Locks on everything. Well, so do you think you're gonna dress, are you gonna dress up?
Last year I just wore my toothless onesie.
Yeah,
because he wore Stitch because I was cold.
It'd be easy just to do something like that. Yeah. Like it's like very little effort, like you would wear it on a normal day.
Yeah, which I might end up
wearing.
It
doesn't have to be Halloween.
I'll probably wear, yeah, I could wear the onesie again. I haven't gotten his costume yet because I don't really know what's going on.
I'm kind of in that like middle, like I don't want to not have anything planned because mm-hmm. I don't want to be like bummed because it's Halloween and whatever. But then I'm like, well, what can I do? I was like, maybe I'll get some orange food coloring and then just like put orange in like champagne, so at least I'm having orange champagne. Like, like have like a little bit of a celebration, right? I don't even know what, like I've done the pumpkin patch, which I feel like is very fally, but like I never do that kind of thing on actual Halloween day. It's just different.
And I mean, you wouldn't carve pumpkins, you need to carve the pumpkins before Halloween, and I still haven't gone to a pumpkin patch. And like I was talking to this one dude that I've been kind of creeping on Instagram.
Creeping in his DMs?
Yes. But okay, like liking his stories and his talking to. And we were talking about Halloween. He's really into it and stuff. And we were just talking about the things we love. And I'm like, yeah, no, I just need to find friends that aren't afraid to go out.
I really want to go to a pumpkin patch with a cute guy, maybe.
It goes back to that whole, we had this conversation years ago, cuffing season. We didn't know what that was.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is cuffing season. And if you don't know what that is, it means, you know, you find a dude, or if you're a dude, a chick, or whatever you're preferred, whatever.
Yeah, if you're a girl and you like girls, you find another girl. Hey. Right.
You find a person to kind of get cozy with over these cold winter, fall months.
And like to do all the
coupley things.
Cutesy. Yeah. Go to a pumpkin patch. We'll go to
haunted houses.
For like Christmas, they have that like the light decorations and stuff.
Yeah, go snowboarding or whatever.
Or
you know.
Sledding if you're not that skilled.
Same. Tubing's easier.
Drink some hot chocolate.
Right. All that gross stuff that you kind of want to do with people. That's kind of what cuffing season is. Like when spring kind of hits, it's like, okay, if you stay together, cool. If not, okay.
There aren't that many cute things to do in the spring, so bye.
It's like, I'm going to be able to go outside, eat some brunch out on the patio.
So what did he say when you said that? Did he just, did it completely go over his head?
Well, because I also asked him, like, what do you like to do?
Bitch, invite him to a pumpkin patch.
I don't know.
Come on, that is the most, yes. Like, I think that is a very cute, but like, it's not like taking them out to like on Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, oh my God, this is, means I love it. Like, it's like, oh, hey, do you want to do something? Like, let's go to lunch and then go to a pumpkin patch.
All right.
Do it. Do it.
I'm not going to do it right this second.
DM him. That's so cute.
It would be adorable. Be like, hey, I'm thinking of going to this pumpkin patch. Want to come with?
Yeah. I'd love a buddy to tag along with. Yeah. You want to come? Get pumpkins, do the maze, get lost in the maze together, get like corn on the cob or whatever people eat at pumpkin patches.
Oh, I want corn now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
What do you mean? You got to commit. You got to commit to all the listeners that you're going to do it. So then
I feel like Sarah is very, like, I'm afraid of commitment, and Sarah's all about the commitment.
Give me your phone. Yeah, I'll do it for you.
No, I'm good. No, I'll do it later.
I'm bright red.
Yeah, I am. Also, I have not eaten anything, so I am very, like, I don't know what I want to say right now. I can't brain.
Literally, you just said what you would say. Hey, I'm thinking about going to a pumpkin patch.
No, what, I need to sound like flirtier than that. That sounds so generic and dumb. Like, the way I said it. Like, I don't know. I need to, like, I need to spice it up.
No, you don't. You don't need, hey, I'm trying to, like, get the best, roundest, sexiest pumpkin, and you're a sexy man, so you should come with. No, you don't need. It could be like, hey, I really want to go to a pumpkin patch this weekend or whenever you're free. You want to come with me?
Here's the thing with Instagram. I don't think I actually know his real name. I know his Instagram name.
You don't need to know his real name. What does that matter?
As I got older.
That doesn't matter. Do you think people put on their dating profiles their real name all the time? Hell no.
Well, I know Tinder, you connect to your Facebook, but that's a lot of effort to change your name on Facebook.
I mean, no, it's not. You could always just set up with a fake name.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like, you'd have to go get a fake account, or you can...
Can't you just change your name?
Yeah, but then...
On any social media, though?
If you have it on Facebook, you can, but then your friends would be like, why did you change your name to, like, Trevor?
Oh, I had people that had, like, weird names on Facebook all the time.
You have weird friends,
anyway,
too.
I'm saying it doesn't matter. But
anywho.
Do it! Yes. You are just thinking of reasons not to.
Well, I want to get to the next story.
Okay, fine. People, back me up on this. Text us, call us, message us, and ask if she asked him to go to the pumpkin patch. Because let's get real. You have a timeline. It's only 2 weeks till the pumpkin patch is last. So it's not like you can prolong this forever. They stop on October 31st.
All right. Anywho, Sarah.
Yes.
So you very much, we've discussed this many a times, you are very much by the book. You like things black and white in the sense of it's either right or wrong.
Yes.
Just do it or don't. There is no try.
There's a succeed or fail.
How do you feel about illegal things?
Ooh.
Like, because it's they're rules. And of course, you know, when you're younger, everyone breaks, you know, some rules, some laws. But how are you as an adult now? You think of, like, oh, I, you know, snuck into this party or whatever.
No, I'm still very anal about rules, especially the law, because, I mean, you could get arrested.
Yeah, now that you're an adult, because you used to have a fake ID when you were younger.
Thrown in jail. Yeah. You could. Yeah, get in a lot of trouble.
Have you ever done something illegal and didn't know it was illegal? Like, something as simple as, I found out when I was, like, 19, when I got into a car accident, like, I was, you're not allowed to change lanes while in the intersection. Like, I knew that, but I learned it, but then forgot about it. I was partially in an intersection trying to move.
Yes. Yeah. One that comes to mind when I'm driving is when you're going... When you're taking, like, a left, right, a left turn, and there's two lanes.
Yes.
I was always taught you were supposed to go in the left lane and then get over to the right. Mm-hmm. But you can just turn into the right lane. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
So there's, like, two lanes, and your left lane.
Are they both turning left?
No, it's just one left turn.
So it's you say two lanes, one's a right turn, one's a left turn? Or is one, like, a left turn in a straight or a right turn in a straight?
So there's just one lane turning.
Just specifically for only turning?
Yes.
Okay, left turn. Okay.
But then there's two lanes that you could go into. And you're supposed to go into the left part, like, the lane that you're turning into your lane, right? You're not supposed to get into the farther right lane. But everyone, usually, if there's not another car coming, turn.
Yep.
Yeah, you can just turn to the right lane.
It's true with, like, a right turn, too. Like, if you're turning into a street that has two lanes,
yeah,
you're supposed to turn to the closest one.
Closest one, and then blink.
And then go over to
put your blinker and put it on. But nobody ever does that.
Yep.
And I always never do it, even though, unless, of course, someone's coming, then I have to turn and then I have to put my blinker on. But you're supposed to just turn into the closest lane and then put your blinker on and to go over.
I mean, if you get into a car accident, then because someone didn't follow those rules, it would be on them, technically.
Yeah. But no one ever does that. No one ever follows that.
I get paranoid because there's this turn in Everett that goes up onto the trestle and it's a left turn. It's usually, I take it when I pick up my foster brother from daycare.
Yeah.
And you... they, when you get there, the light will let you turn, like, hey, only turn left, people, you can go. But then it turns into the flashing one. And so you have oncoming traffic coming. So yeah. The oncoming traffic, there's two lanes. There's one that's going straight, so you have to wait for them to pass. And then there's another one that's taking a right that's going onto the trestle. But they're supposed to, there's two lanes there too. They're supposed to take the right to get to the closest one to them.
Oh.
And then I can take the left turn if no one's coming straight.
Oh.
And you can tell. And so I've been there like, should I go? Should I not? And there's people behind me.
What are they going to do? But am I going to get honked at? Oh.
Well, like, what if this person does it, takes the a right turn too wide and goes into my lane?
Yep.
And that's what I'm afraid of, because that lane ends up, like, a few feet later, ends up kind of merging.
Well, see, even if they did that, it would be their fault, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like,
but then you're the one taking
a left.
You never know. Like, I had a friend who got into a car accident, like, the light had turned red and the person ran the red light and she started going because, you know, she stopped. She's like, oh, red light. She started going and they hit her. And so they kind of blamed her too.
Oh, I know.
So it's just like, you
might as well just try to avoid it. Another one I think I thought of, jaywalking. I do jaywalk sometimes when I'm feeling rebellious, or I see other people do it in front of me and I'm like, right, they made it. Okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, when I accidentally litter, I guess that's illegal, right?
Yeah, littering is not good.
Well, it's illegal, but, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I accidentally do it, like...
You don't do it on purpose.
No.
I don't get people who do that. Like, hey, I have garbage. I'm like, you know, I went to a fast food place. I'm just going to throw my cup or whatever out the window. Who the hell does that? I don't get people.
I know. But I think a lot of people do. It's kind of like spitting your gum out the window. I also think that's really weird. But is that littering? Spitting your gum out?
I don't know. I guess if you get somebody who's mad, like, you know, who's got a ticket, who wants to write you a ticket, they could probably cite you for that. But
because a lot of people spit their gum out.
Mm-hmm.
Haha, you all are litterers.
Yes. But I found an article list on Failblog or Cheeseburger that things that people later discovered what they were doing was illegal.
Okay.
And some
I wonder if I'm guilty.
So, like, and some of these are just kind of simple, like, you're a kid, you didn't really know better. Like, this person's like, I defaced currency for years, but mostly during elementary and middle school. I thought dollar bills were very boring, so every day I'd color my lunch money to make it more interesting. I did this for years and years until a history teacher caught me and said, you know that's a felony, right? My dumbass thought that meant I was going to go to jail if anyone found my colored money. So I took the one I was making and stashed it away in a box. I think I had given George Washington a tie-dyed shirt and a hand doing a peace sign. There might have been even some glitter. I'm pretty sure I still have it. And now I'm wondering what happened to all those hundreds of dollar bills I modified. I hope they made people smile.
I hope you still had some. But honestly, if I found a $100 bill and then...
A dollar bill?
Oh, just a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. If I found like $100 and it was like drawn on, I'd be pissed. Because I don't think you can use that, right?
I think you can.
You can?
I feel like you can.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Then
why
is it illegal?
I don't know. Because it's federal. I don't freaking know. I'm sure I can Google it, but I don't feel like it. Someone else can Google it. This person says, when I was a kid, I thought it was normal that we could buy movies the day after they came out from the Chinese lady at the chicken shop. I didn't realize it was a crime until middle school when I told someone my grandma had Avatar on DVD, and they said that was impossible since the movie was still in theaters.
Oh,
pirated,
bootleg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, man. I think we had Nacho Libre that we got in Mexico when I was like 17. It had just come out in movie theaters. We drove down to Mexico to see some family, and we had like a portable DVD player we borrowed. And it was such bad quality, like that old like movie quality. And I thought that's what the movie looked like forever. Because it was set to kind of be based in, like, Mexico or something.
And then you saw it.
And for, like, for reals, I'm like, oh, this is much nicer than I thought
way
it was.
Clearer and crisper.
This one's, I feel like everyone's kind of done this. I used to think the little olive kiosks in grocery stores were samples. I would leave with a little produce bag of various olives and enjoy my treat on the ride home. I had odd taste as a kid.
I love that. I wish that was true.
Right. Like, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my mom caught me and I didn't realize I was stealing. So it was like the Hallmark store or one of those like that.
Yeah.
Where they had balloons. And so my thinking was, well, as long as they're not inflated, they're free.
Oh.
Right.
So you just like grab
so
all
I just
the different
grab,
colors.
Yeah. I grab a couple and put them in my pocket. My mom caught me once and I was like, I didn't know. I thought they were free because I didn't have them inflated. I didn't get the string. It's
free,
right?
They were
just
there. Yeah.
And I thought they were free. I don't know why I thought they were free, but I always did.
I don't think I ever, like, I can't remember me ever stealing anything when I was a kid. My brother stole like candy And my mom mm-hmm. got livid. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I did. I think I was too afraid to get in trouble.
See, I stole when I got older, when I was a teenager. I did that.
I was way too nervous to get in trouble then with stealing. Except when you go to like the sweet factory. Oh, I love the sweet factory. Like before a movie or something. Mm-hmm. And you'd always see if they're looking. And then you just like grab like a gummy or something.
Right.
I just want to try it.
I remember back in the day when we first got Haggen's in Lake Stevens, mm-hmm. they had this giant wall of just like candy, like the bulk section of candy.
Yes.
They had like chocolate covered gummy bears that were like $8 a pound or something ridiculous.
Weird. Chocolate covered gummy bears?
They're actually pretty tasty.
Ooh.
Especially frozen. But I went there within the last year or two, and it's all now like bulk food, like healthy stuff. I'm like, oh.
Really?
Where's all the candy and the Jawbreakers?
Their healthy stuff would be like a chocolate-covered almond or chocolate-covered raisin. Yeah, just one.
This person, I didn't realize this was illegal either. I mean, not that I've ever done it. Until I saw the sign posted as I exited Yellowstone National Park, I was unaware that it's illegal to make elk noises at the elk. I've been riding around on my motorcycle making elk noises all week. They love it. They all look up and stare at you as you ride past. I wonder why it's illegal.
Yeah.
Maybe because they'll follow you?
Or they'll get like too excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
But my elk friends.
All right. I'm curious if you did this one.
Okay.
I remember back in the days of Napster and LimeWire where everyone said I'd go to jail for downloading a Blink-182 album. In reality, I just gave my computer super AIDS.
No, I never illegally downloaded any music because my dad was very, very strict mm-hmm. on not. And you buy your songs mm-hmm. and you support the artists, and that is the right thing to do. And I was like, okay, what are you paying?
Cool. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I had no money. I was broke.
Or like download the CDs or whatever if you had the CDs, which we did back in the day. But still to this day, I buy all my music.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I prefer to buy all my music, or I have like a Spotify type account. But
you did this all the time is
when
what
I was,
you're saying.
When I was 13 years old and had no money.
He
and my parents had no money.
Illegally downloaded. Well, and
I
did
LimeWire.
I did hear it like totally screwed up your computer too.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, I didn't have a computer. I just used my parents. So
you're
could you imagine
that?
Yeah. Oh hell no. I'd be grounded for months.
All right. As a teen living in the United States, Utah to be specific, and I was really questioning the sanitation of utensils in the high school cafeteria. So I started carrying a multi-purpose tool with me that had a fork and a spoon on it. However, I wasn't aware that it had a fully functional blade on it. 3 3/4 inch to be precise. So he's basically bringing...
Like a pocket knife.
A pocket knife to school. It's a weapon.
Oh,
technically, it's illegal.
So he got in trouble?
I don't know if he
is
did.
Is it illegal?
You're not allowed to bring weapons on school premises.
Oh.
Yeah. So old job I had at a snack bar in a conference room. Oh, at... An old job I had a snack bar at a conference room, and it was always open, but I thought you could just go and I would take a snack during break. And I always thought it was odd how there were always a lot of food left over, and I would take several sandwiches, snacks, and drinks before going home.
I love this guy.
Did this for months, and I always thought it was allowed or normal until management made an announcement that food in the conference room aren't for low-level employees, but for meetings and managers and so on. Accounting department also declared that the food was a waste of money as a majority of it was thrown out by the end of the day. So food was still being taken because no one enforced the rules there, and also taking leftover food from food places. It's in some places it's illegal, or it's a company policy you cannot take leftover food.
Oh yeah. At the restaurant I worked for, I don't think you're supposed to do that anywhere. To be honest,
I think
at least in Washington, any restaurant.
Yeah, because I know because I've asked them like, why can't just grocery stores or restaurants just donate their food? And God forbid, like a homeless person you donated the food to gets sick, they could sue.
Yeah, I remember when I worked in the retirement home. We threw out so much food at the end.
That's a bummer.
And I'm like, dude, can I just take some? I'm trying to take this home for the rest of the week.
Actually, my old roomie, before we were roomies, Tahiti Steve, he, when we were doing Intern Radio, our old podcast, when we first started like 10 years ago, he worked at Starbucks. So we would have to like work our schedules around each other. So I would meet him after his shift at like midnight at the station, and we would record our podcast.
Cool.
And he would always sneak in like he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, God. They have the best like leftover bakery snack mm-hmm. food.
He would bring like the petite vanilla scones are so good, or the little packets with the like different foods in them.
And the big muffins.
It was a great time to be podcasting. I'm so hungry.
With this guy, though, I'm shocked. I thought for sure you would have to pay for it. because like pay for the food at his workplace. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, like, I didn't know it would just be for like management or whatever, because at our old station we had kind of like a shop full of food. Yeah. But I mean, you obviously had to pay for it. There was a kiosk, there was a camera, but like, mm-hmm. I can see if there's no kiosk, like you would just think like, right. Oh, I can just, this is a free for all.
I'm thinking it's like when we have meetings here at the station, like we usually know when we're having meetings and we'll have like a big smorgasbord of food, or if it's just like the salespeople having a meeting, they usually put the food elsewhere.
Because we're heathens.
Oh yeah, we will jump on that so quick. But typically, if you put the food out on the kitchen table, that means it's a free-for-all. If you put it anywhere else, nobody, if they're good, will touch it. There's a few people that still would.
But what the heck is a company meeting nowadays in person with food?
Well, I mean, it's been a minute. I just want food delivered here. I don't want a meeting. But I feel like that shouldn't be illegal. Like,
especially if the food was free.
Yeah.
Like, they're just for management and meetings, but it's not getting eaten anyway. Why can't anyone just go in there and have some?
I think they stopped doing food in general because they'd have meetings. They're like, oh, we'll pay. The company's paying for the food.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of dumb. Let's see. Back when my ex was a barista at Starbucks, I would drive her to work every day at 4 a.m. and take a specific route. Thought nothing of it, and the route became muscle memory. One day, she asked me to pick her up early, and I take the usual route. After I make a right turn on a red light, perfectly legal in the United States, I suddenly get those dreaded lights behind me.
What?
The police officer came up to my window and asked for my credentials. Fine, I thought. I considered myself a very competent driver up to this point, and I'd never gotten into a crash or so much as gotten a ticket. And I was also upset by the officer's cold demeanor. She comes back, and the conversation went something like this. Like, do you know why I pulled you over? No. Do you realize that turn you made back there was illegal? And he's like, last time I checked, it's legal to turn right on red, no? It's like, sure, but there's obviously a sign that says you can't do it at that specific intersection. Impossible. I've been taking that turn every day for the last 6 months. Officer. Sure enough, after the officer gave me the are you effing serious look with my ticket, I drove back to the intersection. Every traffic light had a do not turn on red sign on it, as the police officer themselves had circled back and installed them before I could get there. I totally deserve that ticket.
That's so great.
I hate it when, like, do you ever get nervous when you're driving and you've seen a sign? So the example I have, there's one here in Seattle. It's like a back road I take, and it's two lanes going forward.
Okay.
But the left lane, you could either go forward or left. However, you cannot take a left turn unless you get the left turn arrow. You can have the straight arrow, but if you want to take a left turn, you still have to wait.
Oh.
You can't turn at all. I've had people beep behind me. I'm like, yes, I can go straight, but I'm trying to take a left turn, and I cannot take a left turn because it says I can't take a left turn yet. So I have to literally wait for the second arrow.
That sucks.
Yeah, but some people don't pay attention, or if they're not familiar with that area.
Oh, no, and that sounds like a stupid sign. In Seattle, there's crazy rules and crazy signs and one-ways and everything.
Oh, yeah, that specific intersection sucks so hard. Like with the three intersections within that radius, oh, it's awful. Yeah. But I get that anxiety. I'm like, I promise. Look at the sign.
I know. But I mean, I get it because sometimes I'm a very patient driver, and other times I'm like, but like yesterday there was one person who was struggling again. And then I was in the lane to turn left. But then next to me, there was a lane, but it was a bus lane only. But then that bitch went into that lane trying to turn left too. And I was like, your lane is only for buses, so it's not a left turn lane. I'm in the left turn lane. But if I turn left when I'm supposed to turn left, I'm going to run right into you because I can almost guarantee you're about to turn left. And I was like, just be patient. Don't teach a bitch a lesson. Don't do it. But you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But it gets so confusing because how would she have known it's an only bus lane if she was already lost and confused?
Right.
But of course, I was just bitching her out in my car.
I mean, I don't get road
You're
rage.
You're dumb.
I don't get the road rage, but I love, like, I like yelling in my car, but I'm not actually yelling at anybody, which I feel like do you yell at people or?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
like where you're like
Seattle,
making eye contact.
I hate driving in Seattle. No, I mean, yes, I'll look at them and then I'll judge them and then I'll judge them even more. I'll be like, oh, of course you're a female. You would be a female. We suck at driving. Obviously, you know what? So, I do personally make attacks at them in my car, but like, I don't actually like direct the finger or like roll down my window.
I have friends and people that will do that. And I'm like, I've never given anybody the finger while driving. That wasn't a friend.
I would probably if they gave me the finger. Mm-hmm. First, I'd be like, wow, you put one middle finger up? Look at both of my middle fingers and put both of them up. And then I'd get nervous thinking they'd follow me and kill me.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I get nervous too. My dad actually gave somebody the finger once while I was driving. That was funny.
While you were driving?
Yeah, because the turn I was taking, or I was going, it was like, I was going straight and my lane doesn't stop. And so the person, and she was like this older woman and was not paying attention, and she had to yield to me. And she started to go, and I slammed on my brakes, and so she realized what she did, and then I was able to go. My dad was so mad. He like flipped her off. I'd never seen my dad give anybody the finger. I was like, oh my God.
See, at that point, at least, like, I would be like, dude, why'd you do that? But then I'm like, all right, well, if they follow us, I mean, you're going to have to do some ass kicking then, because...
I was like, she's a little old lady. I feel like it would have been me who had to kick some ass.
Or your dad could kick an old lady's ass.
I know he could, but he wouldn't because she's a lady.
I don't know. He flipped her off. You never know. Road rage makes people crazy.
Right. Oh, man. I just like yelling because I think it's fun.
I like just thinking of the weirdest, most random insults ever. Yeah. But then I also like totally like judge them on their appearance too when I like drive by them.
I'm like, stop picking your nose, you dummy.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid 2001 Toyota Camry. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm in one of those. Damn it. Damn it.
All right. What did you do that you didn't realize was illegal? Or even like, what is something that you wish, you know, more would be illegal so people would stop doing?
Yeah. Or so stupid. Like, why is that illegal?
Right.
Like jaywalking.
I mean,
I get it because it's like the whole like safe thing. Mm-hmm. But like my dad and brother have gotten legit pulled over because they jaywalked.
See, that's silly.
Which is like, which wasn't in like a popular area. It was like on Mercer Island. So it was like, okay, you can look both ways. There's no one coming. Let's just go. It's not like downtown Seattle where it's insane.
Right. Like there are some of these places, like I understand why you wouldn't want to jaywalk, but there's somewhere I'm like, there's no freaking crosswalks anywhere. I'm not walking 5 blocks to cross the street.
Yeah. Let me just run really fast and hopefully not get hit.
And hopefully not. Oh, jaywalking when you're drunk and it's a busy intersection.
It's so fun. It's like, what's that game, Frogger?
Oh God,
yeah.
Yes. Except we're the little splatted spot on the side of the road.
Don't worry about it.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.